Fresh FM.
Come on, keep it live right here.
You're tuned in to Fresh FM 102.9, the heart and soul of Namibia. It's 11:03 on a beautiful, beautiful Thursday. That's the Thursday just before Friday. And right now, I'm not alone in studio. Joining me live in studio, that is from the African Hospitality and Tourism Vocational Training Center. We have the director, Mr. Yude, joining us, as well as Ms. Lumbu, as well as Mr. Linus, who is the head of training. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
No, thank you. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. And thank you for having us.
Fantastic. Yeah. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you here at the Fresh FM studio.
Thank you so much.
Now, it is the beginning of the year 2024. I'm already in February, but the African Hospitality and Vocational and Tourism Vocational Training Center is offering some brand new qualifications. Now, let's talk about the qualifications and what qualifications you guys have to offer.
Let me go first. First of all, we are strategically positioned right in the heart of Katutura.
Mm-hmm.
Just somewhere Marula, the way you into Kapana there.
Yes.
Yeah, we are in the CCN building. Yeah, so we are offering qualification in food and beverage services,
mm-hmm.
advanced commercial cookery skills, housekeeping operation, front office operation, and entrepreneurship skills training. And the qualification that we intend or the youth or anyone out there can enroll, mm-hmm. these are the qualification, but one must be in a position of NQF level 3.
Okay.
If you have obtained a level 3 anywhere else, being outside of the commerce region, being in the north, or being somewhere, in a position of a level 3, you can come in and enroll at our institution and do NQF level 4. And this golden opportunity is funded by Namibia Training Authority.
Okay.
Under the key priority area training levy. So you only pay application fee of, I think, $65.
Okay.
And then a registration fee of 160.
Yeah.
160, and then from there, you are enrolled, you complete your level 4, and then we get you industry attachment, and also jobs. We get companies that the industry that come and look for employees, youth that or student that just completed their qualification.
Mm-hmm.
So mandatory industry attachment is there. And then the possibility jobs is also there. So
okay.
That is what we are offering at the moment.
Wow, fantastic.
Thank you.
It sounds like such a great opportunity. Mm-hmm. I mean, now let's look about how at the African Hospitality and Tourism Vocational Training Center directly. How long have you guys been operating, and what is the mode of study for this particular qualification?
Well, thank you so much. The mode of study is actually part-time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because most of those applicants will be working, of course. So they will have it on part-time. All they do is to collect their assignments and come in for tests here and there.
Yes.
And then only come in for their national assessment.
Oh, fantastic.
Just to add on that, some qualification, 70 to 80% is practical, especially for chefs.
Mm-hmm.
So the one that, and this is studies, as it said, part-time. Another term is block release.
Mm-hmm.
So for theoretical part of it, You get all your training manual and the training assignment questions, and then it will be very well, the program will be structured in such a way that you'll be then able to come for practical for full week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, full week you come for practical, and we give you that training program that which you can take to your employer,
mm-hmm.
and they will release you when that time comes.
Okay.
So especially for commercial cookery, 80% of the curriculum is practical.
Yes.
Yeah. So we wish to have someone on a full time, but we also do not wish to disadvantage people with their work. They mm-hmm. work to put bread on their table.
Yes.
So we then come up with a strategic training program that based on a block release that they can come 1 week. Full time, dedicated only to practical, and you'll have to come perhaps from 7 to 2 or 3 sometime in order to be able to accomplish that. Remember, the NQF level 4 and commercial cookery, advanced commercial cookery. When I have it to produce, I think, how many menus?
It's 5-course meals.
Yeah, 5-course meals.
Mm-hmm.
And that requires the whole days for you to do that. And you start from pre...
Amuse Bush, that's a pre-starter, and then starter,
second,
and then a sorbet, third, and then a main course, fourth, and the last one is the dessert.
Okay. The dessert, yeah. So it requires a extensive practical training and it times.
Yeah.
So you need to be there the whole day and the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that you go back. And there's various of a training, cooking method, different menus that you have to cover. So now all that cannot be done in 1 week.
Yeah.
So you go to work, perhaps for 2-3 months you are there, and then you come to us a week or 2 weeks, then we cover that certain module, then you go back and you do that. As per the program, a training program, which will be structured accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, you did mention that it's in the heart of Katutura, essentially, whereby you can step out and quickly have kapana. Now, let's talk about the location and strategic placement of this particular location. Why in Katutura specifically?
Let me tell you something. Our people, and I'm saying our people, my people, I'm from there. We're all from there, sisters and brothers, we are there.
Mm-hmm.
And the people, there is a stereotype or narrative that nothing good comes out of Katutura.
Mm-hmm.
Katutura is perceived as a place of drugs and smoking and all that.
Yeah.
So we decided to put in the heart of Katutura just to diminish that narrative.
Yes.
And so we also bring a service to the people. The people, most of our people have no means of survival.
Mm-hmm.
And so we bring it close to them so it's to be able to be in a close proximity.
Yes.
For them just to walk to the training. There you have an Aheda, you have a Komasdal, there you have a Marula, you have a Hero location, they have a Kuriangawa, you have all that. They just come there to right strategical position in the heart of Katutura.
Mm-hmm.
And so the aim is to bring service to the people, because we understand the people, we are from there, we live there. Mm-hmm. And I think it will make it easier for everyone, and also just to diminish and clear the narrative out there that Katutura, nothing good comes out of Katutura. If you have an institution in somewhere in town, at Avis or somewhere, then they think they have a higher God than us who are in Katutura. They think us in Katutura have a lesser God than them. No, it's not. It's not what it is.
Exactly.
We're the best. Katutura is the best.
Exactly.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. I think it's strategically placed. Like you mentioned, there's so many other locations that have access, that's essentially single quarters. Yes.
Yeah. You got the single quarter there. You got Soweto is there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got Kuriangava there.
Kuriangava is there.
Marula.
And just to that is Havana, is Greenwell, Matongo, is all that, all these guys. And they just walk to the school, and they pick up fruit and vegetable for the meme who are selling in the street.
Mm-hmm.
All the way you smell kapanas everywhere. you see our boys fixing car under the trees. It's fun.
Exactly.
So make it easy for everyone. Yeah.
Fantastic. And this is a great opportunity. Now we also have Ms. Lumbu here, who is the instructor. Now let's quickly go through once again the qualifications that are on offer and who can apply, and also the application fees as well.
Yes, thank you so much. So we are looking for trainees that are continuing to NQF level 4.
Mm-hmm.
So we have advanced commercial cookery, we have housekeeping, we have food beverage, we have front office, as well as entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
So then for one to be able to apply for this, then it means this candidate or this trainee should be in possess of NQF level 3.
Mm-hmm.
So for one to continue to F&B, NQF level 4 F&B, they should have a qualification that is NQF level 3 in food and beverage.
Yes.
For one to continue or to apply for advanced commercial cookery NQF level 4, they should have NQF level 3 in core commercial cookery skills.
Okay.
And then for someone to continue to housekeeping, NQF level 4, mm-hmm. they should still have NQF level 3. Mm-hmm. And same applies to front office.
Yes, mm-hmm. fantastic. And this is a brilliant, brilliant opportunity for the community at large. And Mr. Linus, let's quickly talk to you as well. He's the head of training specifically. Mm-hmm. Now, if one of the listeners would like to be part of this particular opportunity, how do we contact you guys directly? How do we become part of the African Hospitality and Tourism Vocational Training Center?
Well, thank you. We already spoke about the location. So now, if you want to reach us, you can actually, we are situated in Marula, mm-hmm. Abraham Ashengo Street. And then if you want to reach us, you can always call us on 061-25-68-49 or 081-63-48-621, or you can email us at sales@aht.com.na.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Maybe just to repeat myself again.
Yes.
If you'd love to contact us, call us on this number 0601-25-68-49 or 081-63-48-621 or email us at sales@aht.com.na.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Mr. Linus. Mm-hmm. This is a fantastic opportunity to all the listeners out there. Make sure to register because it doesn't